I thought fireflies were the best light in the world until Dad told me about a better one.
Was he talking about flashlights, light bulbs, or lanterns? Let's find out. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Have you ever thought about all the different light that's around you? There's sunlight, electric lights, flashlights, light from screens, lamps, and all kinds of light. But none of them can come close to the most important light. In John chapter 9, verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And that's exactly what our story is entitled today, Light of the World. "There must be 1,000 fireflies out tonight," Juan exclaimed. Dad had turned off the yard light. The blinking green and orange light from the insects became easier to see. Juan unscrewed the lid from a clean plastic peanut butter container that his dad had poked with a screwdriver to make air holes. He ran to the center of the yard and stood still. Twinkling fireflies fluttered around him. He scooped the container through the air and covered the open end with the lid. Lifting it to eye level, he watched for a minute, then saw a small blink of green inside the container. Juan smiled and repeated the process, sometimes chasing after the flying bugs. "It's time to come in," Dad called from the door. Juan hurried over to him and held out the container. "I caught 4 green and 3 orange." The bugs' light flickered through the clear plastic. "There's no better light than fireflies," Juan declared. Dad switched on the yard light, then opened the door and sat down on the cement step. Juan sat beside him carefully, holding his container. "Fireflies are an amazing wonder of nature, but there is a better light than fireflies. Do you know what that is?" Dad asked. Juan thought for a moment. "Jesus?" "Right," Dad said. "Sunlight is nice, so is electricity." Dad pointed up at the outside light fixture. "But Jesus is the true light of the world. Do you know why?"
"Because he saved us from our sins," Juan said proudly.
"Exactly," Dad patted Juan on the back. "Because he saved us by dying for our sins and rising from the dead, we will live in his light now and forever. And we can shine his light to others by showing them his love and telling them about him." Dad stood. "Let's go inside." Juan unscrewed the container lid. He gently shook the plastic until the fireflies flew out and cut a blinking path in the darkness. Juan joined his dad by the door.
"I'm glad God made fireflies. They are the second best light in the world. I'm happier God sent Jesus to be the best light in the world."
So how about you? Are you a light in the darkness too? Do you complain or do you give thanks? Are you mean or kind? Do you argue or do you make peace? Sin brings darkness to the world, but if you know Jesus, he has freed you from sin and given you his light. When you show others his love through qualities like thankfulness, kindness, and peace, others will see his light shine through you in your words and actions. You can bring light to the world and point others to Jesus. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 5.
"While I, Jesus, am in the world, I am the light of the world."
And our key thought for today, shine the light of Jesus. How would you like to win a pirate's treasure chest this summer? Then join the brand new Word with Zach treasure hunt. Each week we'll give you a new clue to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.